So I want to go through some of the rumors that I've heard just in the last few months. Rumors that come from dissidents that are designed to confuse and to disorient. One rumor that I've heard is that we, as the Church of God, are going to start keeping Christmas. I'm glad you left. That was my reaction. Because, wrong. We're not going to start keeping Christmas. Someone's trying to make merchandise of you by spreading that rumor around, if you haven't heard it. Another rumor that goes around, that circulates, is that we believe Mr. Armstrong was never inspired. That he derived all his knowledge from books. Wrong. Another rumor that circulates is that the reason that we changed our explanation and understanding on the words in Greek genau and open is because we wanted to please some Protestant group. False. The rumor that circulates is that I hate Mr. Armstrong. And I find that one really absurd. Another rumor that circulates is that Mr. Armstrong, at least the rumor circulates this way, that I or my dad or certain other ministers in Pasadena believe that Mr. Armstrong was a false prophet. Wrong. Another rumor that circulates is that we're doing away with the Sabbath. Wrong. I don't know how people can come to believe such a silly thing, but some do. We published all our distinctive doctrines in a little booklet like this called The Statement of Beliefs of the Worldwide Church of God. I hope all of you have seen it. In this booklet, we have a very profound statement about the Sabbath. Allow me to share it with you. Even have one on prophecy, even have one on the law, even have one on the festivals, even have one on tithing. Okay, the Sabbath is an appointed day of rest and worship. It was sanctified at creation because on the seventh day God rested from his work. The observance of the Sabbath was enjoined in the Ten Commandments, was a sign between God and his people Israel, and was affirmed by the example of Jesus Christ and the apostles. Let's not forget we're the spiritual Israel, as Galatians 6 tells us. Following these scriptural examples, the Worldwide Church of God continues to observe the seventh-day Sabbath. And then we quote several scriptures, Genesis 2, Exodus 20, Exodus 31, Luke 4, 16, Acts 17, Hebrews 4. It's sad that some people would listen to such a rumor, combined with the other rumors that we're slowly turning Protestant and we're doing away with the law, and then they become emotionally polarized and leave. Yet the rumor circulates that we're doing away with it. Very sad that people devise such evil things and spread them around to polarize people and pull them out of the church. Two rumors are said so that people then can go on to say that we're just doing away with the law. Wrong. Ephesians 5, verse 6 says, "Let no man deceive you with vain words. For because of these things comes the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Be not you therefore partakers with them." People who tell you such rumors, who hear such surmisings, what you should say to them is, you know, you're listening to a wrong source. You must be reading some bad material. Because if you eat out of a garbage can long enough, you're going to get sick. And that's what happens to people who read that kind of literature. Being falsely accused of having a plan to do away with the law. There's a term for that in biblical terms. The word is antinomianism. It means those who are against the law. Antinomianism. It's a heresy that teaches that you aren't supposed to, or you don't have to, or have no obligation to keep God's law. People who are antinomians believe that you just love God and do what comes naturally. Antinomians feel that they don't need to study the law or submit to it. That's not what we teach. A rumor that circulates, and this one is really profoundly absurd, but I know what happens is you hear a rumor Because I do this, we all do this, this is human. You hear a rumor, and then you start to look for confirming evidence. So the rumor circulated that we're going to ask members to start displaying crucifixes. False. Displaying a crucifix is a violation of the Second Commandment. Nowhere in any of those articles or explanations did we even suggest such a thing. The rumor that circulated is that we don't believe Adam and Eve are real beings, that they were just fictional characters, and that's all kind of a fairy tale in Genesis. Wrong. The one that really cracks me up, this rumor circulates around over and over, I heard this several times over the last several years, that Dr. Hay is secretly a Buddhist. The rumor that circulated is that we no longer teach that wives should be submissive to husbands. Wrong. The rumor that circulates is that we now believe that all who attend any church they want, who are baptized in those churches, are all saved. Wrong. The rumor that circulates is that we're in the process of merging with some other church. Wrong. The rumor that circulates is that we're going to join the World Council of Churches. Wrong. There's another rumor that circulates that we don't believe in a place of safety.
Right.
Wrong. Another rumor that circulates is that we are now pro-choice on abortion. Wrong.
What the gospel is.
We believe that abortion is murder. The rumor that circulates is that we now believe once saved, always saved. False. We do not believe that. People have even circulated that we don't believe in healing anymore. Absolutely wrong. Things we have changed, we have announced. We've written about them. We've put them in the worldwide news. We include explanations about them in our literature. We're not hiding the things that have been changed. We're explaining them. And with as patient as possibly we can be, we continue to explain them to the people who have a hard time understanding them. So please, don't fall prey to the rumors. Don't become emotionally polarized. In conclusion, it reminds me of an old joke about a larger-than-average man who had stepped on a scale to weigh himself. But he didn't know that that scale, that machine, was out of order. I'm sure you've all seen those kind of things. You drop a penny in and you get on the scale and there's a big, big scale and the needle moves over. And he didn't realize it was out of order, so he got up on the scale and dropped in his penny. And there was a little boy standing nearby with his mother. And he was intently watching this large guy. And he expected that needle to really go around the scale, but he watched as the big man stepped on the scale. It only went up to 75 pounds. Little boy said, "Hey, Mom, what do you know? That big man's hollow." He would take that kernel of truth, and then he created a marketing hook with it and said, "You know, a lot of churches are teaching this wrong. We're not born again yet. We're only conceived, and we'll be born again when Christ returns." So that was the marketing package to teach the kernel of the truth.
Now, would that be, you sometimes get the idea that some cults or even denominations will stress one thing as different from everybody else and then say that this is a very important truth that nobody else is teaching, and so therefore if you really want to have the truth, you got to be in our group. And therefore they use this to hook people in. Is that what you mean by the marketing?
Yes. Yes. Because